Hi, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, I'm wondering, and I know you and most NFL players hate the term trap game, so I'm not even going to use the term, but I think human nature might have been at play here yesterday. And so I begin with this question for you, Tom. As a highly competitive person who plays in this league, which is less distasteful for you this morning, admitted to being physically outplayed and dominated by an opponent, or perhaps being psychologically lulled into some false sense of security as you watch the entire Browns coaching staff doing backflips with every play on the other sideline?
Yeah, well, I think they deserve to be doing backflips yesterday. I don't think we did really anything well in any phase of the game. So, you know, I don't think it's one of those games that we took lightly. I mean, believe me, we knew we were in for a dogfight, and just the way the game started, I mean, after the first, you know, 3 or 4 minutes of the game, we knew what kind of game it was going to be for the rest of the day, and we just didn't do enough in any phase of the game and offensively to put drives together and sustain drives to eventually get the ball in the end zone. So, you know, it's a frustrating day. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I feel like we're a lot better team than the way we played yesterday, but you know, we got to go out there and prove it on a week by week basis. And it's unfortunate because it's a great opportunity for us and a team that had been struggling this year, but you know, we just couldn't do enough out there in any phase to play well. And that's what happens when you don't play well. I mean, I'd love to think that, you know, you could have 22 minutes time of possession, lose a turnover battle, and think you can go out there and win, but you can't. You know, you can't play poorly and expect to win, and we played poorly yesterday.
Tom, to the extent that you can identify, not you, but a viewer at home watching on television that football game, to the extent that you can identify a team that has more passion, more pace, more energy, it seemed obvious even on the television they were playing at a different pace than you were. Can you feel that on the sidelines? Can you feel that when you're in the game?
Not necessarily. I mean, I thought we did some things there to get us in the game in the first half. And then, in the second half we come out and, you know, we're expecting to go down the field and we're just not making enough plays to do that. So I wouldn't say, you know, what gets people excited and motivated and energized on the sideline is making plays and not making bad plays, making good plays. Mm. And, we just weren't able to do that. So, you know, yeah, I got to give them a lot of credit. They played very well as a team. Special teams, they beat us up pretty good. Defensively, they beat us up pretty good, and offensively they did. So, I mean, I don't think there was, really any phase of our game that won yesterday. That's hard to win football games when you do that.
We often ask, what's the best way to, you know, attack a Tom Brady-led offense? Do you give him time, or do you blitz? Do you pressure him any way possible? I guess we know the answer in Mangini's mind. It seemed like you had time, Tom. They dropped a lot of guys into coverage. Is that accurate to say that they just had so many guys back there that it was tough to find an open receiver?
I think they picked their poison. I mean, sometimes they blitz, sometimes they didn't. Whatever they do choose to do, I mean, we got to do a better job against. There's no doubt about that. When they choose to drop and we have more time, we got to find the guy and complete the pass. And when they blitz us, you know, we got to get open quick and throw the ball and complete the pass. So we just, on a consistent basis yesterday, we weren't doing much of that. And those critical third downs that come up there and, you know, we're just not connecting on the passes.
After the game, Mangini said that they went with an entirely different game plan defensively from first half to the second because they knew you would adjust. Is that unusual?
That's what they choose to do. I mean, they really have a, they've had 2 weeks to prepare. They put a lot into the game. We knew they were going to have a whole, coach said at halftime, believe me, all the stuff that we couldn't stop in the first half, don't worry, they got a lot more stuff in the second half. So, I mean, he told us, he's been telling us all week, and we as players, we just, there were too many plays out there that were just bad plays in all phases of the game. And it's tough to overcome, us making bad plays. I mean, at some point, we got to make plays, and you got to make the plays that are going to help you win the game. And you know, that's what it comes down to in all phases.
Do you have enough playmakers to make those plays?
I certainly think so. I mean, we've done it, you know, all season long. I mean, we got to get the ball to the playmakers, and we got to get the ball to guys that have proven what they can do for us on a consistent basis. So, you know, at times we did that yesterday, at times we didn't. And you know, we're going to keep, you know, we got to go back to work this week, and we got an equally as challenging game, you know, if not more challenging than going up against the Steelers. They're, you know, a damn good football team, but you know, we got to focus on ourselves and what it takes for us to get better, because we certainly need to get better and play better than we played this week, and play more like the team that we have been playing this year, which is tough, smart, and physical. And I wouldn't say we played tough, smart, or physical, you know, yesterday. And I think those are our strengths, and we didn't play to those.
Tom, because of all your previous success, when we see the short to medium length passes a little bit off the mark, some at a receiver's feet, some just off their fingertips, it stands out by its very nature. How much of that is an off day by Tom Brady just throwing the football, or the unevenness of new receivers in the system?
Well, I mean, we'd like to complete them all, and you know, we have opportunities to do it, and I've got to do it. You know, I got to put the ball right on the money and make it easy for those guys to catch it. So, you know, it's just a matter of good technique and getting the ball to those guys so they can run with it. And that's what I got to do a better job of this week.
Do you feel like you've been less accurate in the last couple of weeks with some of the short and medium stuff?
You know, we haven't completed them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, you know, I got to do a better job of doing that. I mean, it's a, you know, you got to watch the film and see the technique and you know, and then make those corrections.
When do you know that, you know, you're in trouble? As a team, obviously, when you give a rookie quarterback a lead, it makes his job easier, but was there one point where you have that, like, that Apollo Creed moment where you knew, like, Rocky was in for a real fight, and you look at each other and say, hey, we're in for a fight here, we got to wake up?
Sure. I mean, I think from the opening kickoff, you know, we knew we were in for a fight. This is a good team. They beat the Saints, you know, 30-10 at home. You know, the Saints made a bunch of mistakes, and they take advantage of them. And, you know, when you see the last 2 weeks of what they've done, they didn't do anything to beat themselves yesterday.
Right.
You know, they don't turn it over. They're pretty good on third down. They, you know, defensively, they don't give up any big plays.
So you were prepared. You feel like you were prepared. You knew they were capable of this.
Oh yeah, we were prepared. We were plenty prepared, and we were forewarned.
Right.
You know, 50 times last week, and you know, we got to take the coaching a lot better and get back to playing the way we need to play. And if we don't, then that's the outcome. So, you know, I don't think we sit here and sulk and say, man, we can't do anything, we suck. You know, we don't suck. If we play like we played yesterday, we suck. But, you know, we know we're capable of playing better than that, but we got to go out there and do it. And I think there's a lot of pressure that our coach puts on us on a weekly basis to perform better. And, you know, we're going to go out there and try to do it this week. And it starts in practice and having good practices with good tempo and a good understanding of what we're doing, so that when we go out in the game, we can play with anticipation and play with energy and excitement that we know what we're doing and that we're going to go out there and play well.
Hey, Tom, after a pretty stagnant and ineffective first quarter, early in the second, you get sacked by Reuben, and then things started to click. You started moving the football. And I thought to myself, gee, maybe Tom needed to get the snot knocked out of him to get going, and it seemed to be the case. Hernandez gets the touchdown pass to make it 10-7. Can you make a case that if the ball isn't put on the ground at the end of the second quarter on the fumble at the 3-yard line, maybe this thing turns out differently? Maybe you take a different psychological, motivational, energy approach into the second half?
Well, you know, that's obviously, scoring plays are big plays, and but there were a lot of plays yesterday that we could do a better job of. And you know, I mean, one play and we lost by, you know, 3 or 4 touchdowns. So, you know, I you know, one play isn't going to make the difference. So
I mean, yeah, but if you allow for the fact that the Tate's kickoff return in the second half of the Miami game really sparked you onto bigger and better things, maybe that isn't quite the blowout it was if Tate doesn't do that. On the opposite side of that, if you know, it's 17-14 at the half, maybe it's a different football game.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. I mean, you could always say that, but I mean, there's a lot of plays that I say, you know, okay, well, if we, you know, if you know, if we 10-0 and we get the ball offensively and go down the field and score the first drive instead of go
right.
3-and-out or 4-and-out, then maybe it's a different game too. So, you know, there's you can do that the whole day. I mean, it's, you know, you look at each individual play and you say, okay, well, we lost the time of possession, we lost turnover battle, we were 30% on third down on offense, we didn't do much, you know, in any phase to warrant us winning the game. So, you know, that's I was, you know, not a good performance by us, and hopefully we put together a better performance. We certainly have played better in previous games, but you know, not you know, we're not going to win any games playing like we played yesterday.
Tom, there were a couple of plays that I took note of, and I'm not sure whether you can or will or are willing to explain what happened. But there was the blown play with Woodhead in the fourth quarter, and a few plays after that on a 1st and 15 at the 38, there was this sort of duck that fell in the middle of the field to Welker, and you grabbed your wrist in some sort of demonstrative fashion. Can you tell us what those plays were supposed to be, what went wrong, and what does that mean when you grab your wrist and you're looking at Welker down the field?
Those were just miscommunications that we had, and that just kind of typified the day.
Right.
I mean, we, you know, I was thinking one thing, you know, the other guys were thinking another thing. So, you know, that comes up when we're, you know, in the pace of play that we're trying to do and rush through things and not really communicate
mm-hmm.
and be on the same page. And when you don't do that, then you have bad plays and plays that don't go well, but, you know, that kind of typified our day, and you know, that's unfortunately what gets you beat is you know, everybody not playing on the same page.
But I get the Woodhead not being on the same page since he's rather new to the system. You and Welker are very rarely not thinking the same thing in a football game, Tom.
Yeah, well, it happens, and I think you know, we're gonna correct that, and I'm gonna do my part to. You know, communicate better, and that's my role. And you know, and it's also to get the ball to the guys that you know are productive and consistent for us. And we're going to continue to work at that. So, look, we're 6-2. I mean, we're at the midpoint of the season for us, and we know that we still haven't played you know, a great 60-minute game yet. And you know, I'd look forward to us when we do that, and to see what kind of team we can put together. And put kind of a game that we could put together when we do play for 60 minutes. But we can't keep sputtering, you know, in quarters or halves or, in this case, the whole game.
Did you watch the sideline celebration with Mangini and Daboll and Ron Bryan? And do you think they went a little overboard?
You know, that's – I know each of those guys well. So, you know, they were celebrating like that when they were coaching for us and winning games. So – it's just their personality, and I'm sure they wanted to, you know, that was a big one for him yesterday, just in terms of the history of the teams. And you know, when you play well, you could do whatever you want, as far as I'm concerned. If we wanted to kind of, you know, calm them down, we could have done that by playing a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
But, you know, they deserve it. They you know, they won. They did the right things. They did what they needed to do to win. We didn't. And, you know, it's a long season. And we got a lot more football to play, and we got to make a commitment to get better out there on the practice field so that it can carry over to the game field.
He said after the game, Mangini said, when Tom knows what you're in, he'll take you apart. We tried to disguise things so he couldn't get comfortable. Does that sum it up? I mean, did they make you uncomfortable in the pocket? Not with pressure, but with coverages.
Well, I mean, I think there's different ways to do that. I mean, you know, they did a good job. Whatever they did was working.
Right.
So, you know, congratulations to them. And you know, I said they're a well-coached team. So, you know, we weren't very productive offensively. We weren't very consistent. And we got to correct it.
Hey, we often talk in basketball about guys hitting the rookie wall because the season in the NBA is so much longer than in college. You know, you go from like 30 games to 80, 90 games. Do you worry about that in football, guys like Gronkowski and Hernandez? I mean, do you help them, advise them to so they don't reach that point where the season just seems to be dragging because it's so much longer than they're used to?
You know, Coach Belichick does a great job of that. I mean, from my standpoint, you know, I've I see those certain guys, and I know as a young player to stay focused that they're not going on their, you know, 13th or 14th game of the season. We're only at the halfway point.
Right.
And that 8 games in the preseason and the bye week, you know, we're going on the 14th week of football. So we've been playing football for a long time in terms of this since you know, mid-July. And, you know, coach always says football season doesn't start till October. It doesn't start till after Thanksgiving.
Mm.
And, you know, we haven't even reached Thanksgiving yet. So, you know, we still got to be, you know, much sharper. And in order to be, a good football team, we have to prove it on a week-by-week basis. And you're only as good as your last game. And, you know, we were great. You know, God, we were, you know, the greatest team in football there for, you know, 5. Now we suck. We can't do anything. And, you know, we're a terrible team and terrible coaches and players. And we know what the truth is. The truth is when we play well, we're a pretty good team. When we play poorly, we're as bad as anybody else. So we got to make more of an effort to play well on a consistent basis. And, and hopefully we go out and do that this week.
As bitter a taste as there is in your mouth, and I mean your team's collective mouth, as you walk into the facility today, can you even project what it must be like to be a member of the Cowboys or the Bills, to walk into the facility every Monday having had your ass handed to you and trying to gear it up to do it again and not repeat history the following Sunday?
I know. It's tough, man. And, it's tough for us. We're 6-2, and we, you know, we're the most miserable 6-2 team out there. You can believe that. But to be 1-7 or 0-8, I mean, that's tough because there's a lot of competitive guys, a lot of really good football players on those teams. And, for one reason or another, you know, some teams find ways to win, some teams find ways to lose. And, you know, we've always tried to be the teams that find ways to win. And, you know, we got to do, you know, when we played the way we played yesterday, if we played that way, we'd be 0-8. So, you know, what we take from it is, you know, those, we just can't play that way. We can't play the way we play. We can't, you can't have bad communication out there. We've got to be able to convert more on third down. We got to get off to better starts in games. A lot of things that we talk about over the course of the week, when they come up, we've got to be able to execute them, because if we don't, then, you know, we'll keep losing. And we have too many good players and too many good coaches, to go out there and play the way we played.
Hey, Tom, watching their trick play yesterday, the fumble-rooski or the brownie or whatever you want to call it, it occurs to me that there's not a lot of trickeration that we see out of the Patriots, with the exception of that direct snap to the running back. Is there trickeration in the playbook and you guys just don't use it at this point, or is it not really there?
There's we have some in there. I mean, we've run plenty of reverses this year. You know, we run, you know, fake reverse passes. We run quite a few of that. I mean, maybe not yesterday. We didn't see a lot of it. And when it's successful, it looks great. I mean, the Wildcat now, you know, every team was running the Wildcat a couple of years ago. Now nobody gains any yards on the Wildcat.
Right.
So, you know, so when it works, it's great. You know, when it doesn't work, it's not great. And we've got to whatever we choose to call, whether it's a trick play or a downhill run or a play action pass. I mean, we gotta start making those plays.
Hey, what will you do tonight, Tom? Will you just watch and root for like lots of injuries, or will you? Yeah. I mean, you're done with Cincinnati. You got Pittsburgh. Do you just want the Bengals to take a lot out of them? Do you care who wins?
I don't really care who wins. I mean, I don't think that's when I watch. I mean, it's very rare unless it's a late in the year and you need help from somebody, but,
right.
You know, what you're going to see out of a game, you know, Steelers can go out and dominate tonight, and it really will have no bearing on what happens next week. So I think what you look for is some scheme stuff, and things that Cincy's doing that works, trying to get a better understanding of the way that we're going to play the game by watching them. You know, it's just another part of the evaluation process that you go through on a weekly basis in order to prepare for an opponent. So, you know, that's nice on the road games. There's quite a bit of opportunity to get ready on the flight home. So, you know, I'm already in watching, you know, a lot of Pittsburgh stuff and trying to figure those guys out.
And finally, Tom, I don't know if this is going to make you feel better or worse, but you may or may not know that here on WEEI for the last couple of weeks, we've taken nominations from all of our listeners for a poll that says the most interesting person in Boston sports. hundreds of people were nominated. It was put out on a poll, and the votes came down to a top 10, a final 10, and that has been listed as well. You are in the top 10. You think you're an interesting person?
Well, that's an interesting question. What are we referring to? No, I don't know quite what we're referring to.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Here's some of the other people. Rajon Rondo, Dustin Pedroia, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, he's pretty interesting.
Now, how about this? On your here's your competition in your locker room. Zoltán Mezco, Tom Brady, and Ernie Adams. Now, I think Ernie Adams is pretty interesting. I'd like to find out more about that guy. Who's the most interesting of those three guys?
I'd say Ernie, no question.
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, I've been around for a long time, and you know, Ernie's at every practice, and Ernie is he's been around for a while. He's seen a lot of football games, so he always adds a lot of great insight. And the younger players don't really know, you know, his role because he doesn't talk to them very often, but he always has a big influence on what we're doing.
What is his role?
What's his role? That's what makes him so interesting right there.
He's a ghost is what he is.
He's a ghost.
Yeah.
Ernie's a great guy. So, I've had a chance to get to know Ernie over the years and always enjoy, you know, talking football with him. He's got a lot of expertise.
All right, let me put you on the spot one more time. What's something interesting about you that we don't know?
I'll answer that next week.
Okay,
let me think of something.
Very good. All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.